You're listening to Speak Free with Simon O'Connor, right here on RCR, Reality Check Radio.
Some listeners might have heard of a new, I would call it a civil organization, group, think tank, foundation. There's a whole lot of ways to describe it, but it's called ARC, and ARC stands for the Alliance of Responsible Citizens. And so I'm really pleased to bring on Jared Holland today. He's actually the CEO of the Page Research Center. He's now the host of ARC's Offstage YouTube channel, and he'll explain more about that, and has been involved with ARC, the Alliance for Responsible Citizens, right from the start to come and tell us as listeners what it's all about. So Jared, welcome to the show.
Simon, thanks so much for having me.
Now, do I out you right from the start to say that you're Australian? I don't know. I'll just to think about this briefly. No, only kidding.
No, I am an Aussie, but try not to hold it against me.
Only kidding. But no, you're based in Australia, but ARC is a worldwide network. So look, talk us through what this Alliance for Responsible Citizenship is.
Yeah, ARC essentially emerged out of London, but is an international movement, including most of the Anglosphere, plus Europe and increasingly Africa and South America as well. What we're trying to do is really create a vision that is above politics, that is really in the cultural space about what a more prosperous, a more hopeful, and really a more responsible future can look like. And it's in the title. We fundamentally believe that in order to create the best version of our nations, in order to defend the principles of our civilization, this isn't something that is done by elites top down, but this is really something that all of us take responsibility for, whether it be within our own lives, whether it be in our families, our communities, civic organizations, and eventually nations, and that all of us have a role to play, all of us have something to contribute, and that ultimately the defense of this wonderful civilization that we've inherited, the stewardship of that falls to us, and so it's time for us all to play our role.
And so you guys have obviously been starting into this space in the last few years. I mean, when was ARC founded? Because it is only very recently.
So our first conference was in November of 2023, so last year, and as an idea really emerged in very late 2022, there was really a go or no-go moment where we had a couple of our initial founding members, including John Anderson from Australia, Jordan Peterson from Canada, our CEO, Baroness Philippa Stroud from the UK, and a handful of about 12 or 13 others who really came together and said, We feel that we're at a civilizational moment, that all of the narratives that are permeating our culture at the moment are of decay or of decline or of malaise. And there's a lot of truth to some of that. We're in some of the worst economic shape we've been in a very long time. We have a mental health crisis amongst our young people. But the response from our governments and our international organizations has tended towards top-down control. Don't worry, we'll fix it all. And this just seems to continue this flywheel of, despite the fact we've never been more wealthy and prosperous, we've never had such a lack of civilizational confidence and been so despairing internally. And so we sort of came together as this initial group and said, what would it look like to build a movement that actually spoke into this moment that says, actually, no, Western civilization is something that is worth defending. There are principles and there are virtues here that have carved out of really the harshness of human history, something really quite profound and quite beautiful. And what would it take to do this? And everyone agreed, well, it has to be more than just politics. We have to be speaking into the cultural space. We have to be creating art. We have to be articulating the need for the good, true, and beautiful, philosophically speaking. And that actually this isn't going to fall down on one person. This will require a movement of people all across the world who are willing to bring their gifts to the table and in their own way build towards something greater. And so from that kind of go, no-go moment where we said, okay, let's do this, and maybe the gathering point of this movement could be a conference that we host in London annually. From that moment in late 2022, October or November 2023, we had our first conference. And from that then lots of other mini arcs have spun out. So we've done one in France, one in Germany. There's one in Australia towards the back end of October this year. But the main flagship event, ARC London, the next major gathering of that 3 days will be in London in February 2025.
To declare my hand, particularly to listeners, because obviously I've talked to Jared before, I'm looking forward to actually coming to the one in Australia, and actually my wife and I will be coming to London, because actually what you guys are doing through ARC, through this alliance, is actually drawing together an amazing array of people that are, from my point of view, Jared, really positively speaking into the culture. You know, there's lots of discussion about the culture wars. I certainly react against the very destructive or deconstructionist narrative. And you guys are pulling together some really top people in their fields to actually talk not only what's good in our society, but trying to articulate it in a way that, you know, responsible citizens throughout the globe can respond to. And you mentioned a couple of names. You got Baroness Stroud, for those who follow this sort of space, amongst many claims to fame, other than being obviously in the Lords, formed a group called the Legatum Institute, got an enormous amount of time for them. Jordan Peterson, Katie Faust, I was just talking to her recently. You've got Niall Ferguson, John Howard. Who are some of the other names that you've attracted to this grouping?
It's been a merry band of pirates and vagabonds. Honestly, just some of the most incredible thinkers, leaders, and courageous visionaries. Vivek Ramaswamy, you might be familiar, had a presidential run. The former chief scientist of Australia, Robin Batterham, Niall Ferguson, the renowned historian and philosopher, Michael Schellenberger, the environmentalist and commentator from the US, Magat Wade, the African entrepreneur and activist for all the right reasons, Louise Perry, who's been doing incredible work in the mothering space and looking at parenthood. There's about 35 officially members of the advisory board up on the ARC website. But something we've been quite intentional from the get-go is, as you mentioned, we are in a culture war, and it's very easy to withdraw back into our tribes, to be quite polarizing, to look to create divisions. Whereas we were looking, who are the builders who are creating bridges rather than walls? Who are the creators rather than complainers? What would a unifying vision look like? Who are those who are trying to get back to first principles about what it is that our historic flourishing has been built upon? And then how can we gather a network around those kind of visionaries? And that's how these wonderful people have sort of joined and added onto our network as we moved along.
It is phenomenal. I certainly encourage listeners. We'll tell you how to get onto the website sooner. Of course, people use Google, but you know, you've got Ayan Hirsi Ali there, Douglas Murray, Dan Crenshaw. I mean, it's just an amazing list of people, and you through ARC have, if you will, drawn them all into the one room and to share their views and values. But I know you spend a lot of time in that, if you will, that research space as well. There's quite a few themes that you like to particularly explore. And it's not just that social or cultural element, is it? You are much broader than that.
Yeah, we've been quite intentional about breaking people out of their silos. And it's very easy to just look at the world through economics, just look at the world through our social fabric and family policy, or just look at the world through the culture wars and free speech issues. But what we've tried to articulate is a flourishing and a prosperous society is when all of these elements work in harmony towards each other. And that's kind of emerged into five different streams that we unpack. So that the base layer, the foundation upon which ARC is built, is really this stream that we call the better story. We're big believers that our stories shape our identity. And so what is our story? Where do we come from? And then what does that mean for the world that we're heading into? And whilst being incredibly real and pragmatic about the challenges we face, what is the hopeful vision of the future rather than the deconstructionist or the fearful one? So the better story is really the foundation. Then upon that foundation of our cultural narratives, we have our families, which is in our communities, which is our social fabric stream, but then also healthy individual, which is our kind of identity, technology, and the self stream. And they say that sounds a bit abstract, but we're really recognizing that one of the greatest challenges of our modern time is the way that technology is actually shaping us, the way that an algorithm really rewires our brains, and that human beings have always interacted with technology. Through different stages of development and evolution, it's been technologies that have changed the way that we relate to each other. You know, with the car, it meant that rather than having communities living in tight, dense networks, we now commuted across cities and became decentralized. And all of these technological revolutions actually changed the way we think about ourselves. And so what does it mean to be a human in the digital world? And then, of course, social fabric. What is our role within our families, our communities, our nation? And what is the appropriate harmony between those different responsibilities? Then when you've got your social fabric and you've got your resilient citizens, on top of that layer, then you have the fruits. And to produce that, you need a strong business environment. And that's where we have our business, markets, and governance, where we begin to look at what are our institutions, how do our business leaders operate, what systems produce the most value and the most wealth and prosperity for their citizens. And spoiler alert, we found that to be free market capitalism, but there are really important critiques there. How do we avoid cronyism? How do we avoid corporatism? What are the challenges of gigantism? What is our response to the working class and the left behind in an increasingly globalized world? And then lastly, energy and environment. How do we steward our environment with the care and responsibility that's being given to us, but at the same time, make sure that we're producing energy as cheap, as resilient, as secure, and as abundantly as possible? As electricity and energy is really the lifeblood of a thriving economy and the predictor of development over the last couple of hundred years. And so all of those different streams kind of interact with one another. And whilst we have experts across those different fields, we're really trying to say you need a holistic vision of the world. We can't be siloed, because if you only focus on the environment, for example, or if you only focus on reforming markets, for example, then you miss the importance of the social fabric. You miss the importance of understanding what it is to be human. You miss the importance of our civilizational narratives and really empowering our citizens for the next generation.
Which again, I find quite inspiring. And actually, I can see the interconnectedness. You know, having been in politics, being in parliament, we do work too much in silos, which again is why a group like ARC, that's bringing together different thinkers and practitioners to talk through not only their areas of expertise, but how it crosses over into others is fantastic. So how do listeners engage with you guys? Or actually, maybe I'll rephrase that. What is it that you've got to offer people who can't, you know, that they can't make Sydney or they can't make London, and certainly encourage them to do so, but they want to access these talks and research, and you've just started your offstage, ARC offstage. How do people, well, what are you presenting and how do people get to it?
Well, as is probably in the name, we're big believers in personal responsibility, and that participation in a movement, there has to be, you have to stake something of yourself in order to get involved. What do I mean by that? Well, at the entry level, open to everyone, of course, is our YouTube channel, and you can follow us at ARC Forum on YouTube or on Twitter to keep the latest with all of our public media, and all of our conference videos go up on the YouTube and the ARC Offstage podcast that I host, where we talk with some of our best speakers and advisory board members and unpack their ideas in longer format and greater detail. They will all be produced on the YouTube as well, so I encourage you to check out that. But if you'd love to come along to an event, if you'd love to get deeper into the movement, then I would encourage you to subscribe to our mailing list on our website, arcforum.com. And then periodically there are opportunities to get involved with distributed tickets through this channel. But essentially, the more you engage with ARC and what ARC's doing, the more opportunity there is to meet fellow travellers and like-minded citizens who want to do something in their part of the world. But fundamentally, and it sounds a bit abstract, and especially for those who are used to working in the political space, the call to action is actually for all of us to take responsibility for our own patch of land. So if you've been inspired by the work of ARC, if you've been inspired by some of these ideas, apply them to your own life. Think it through about how you take responsibility for your family. Think it through when it comes to conflict resolution with your spouse, when you're given that choice between work or spending some time with your kids, making sure that you have all of your priorities in right balance. When it's very easy to play the victim or complain or blame others for your challenges, look internally. What more can I do to serve? And overwhelmingly, we've found this framework of thinking has been where people found the most meaning, the most happiness, and the most fulfillment. So the best way to participate is to strive every day to give part of yourselves to others, to give part of yourself to the community, and to be a more responsible citizen.
I love it. It all registers for me. I think we call it the principle of subsidiarity, that actually each and every one of us is called to help. And a quick reflection from my side, because you mentioned the political, I've been struck over the years of just how often it's always to be someone else's job to do something. You know, how many people would come, and bless them that they did, but come to my office or write me an email and say, look, these are the issues. Now you, Simon, or the government of the day, go and fix it. And it's like, well, we'll try, but it's really nice if you could help us. You know. And so this is another thing in your alliance. It's in that word. It's an alliance. It's people from all walks of life and roles coming together for a sense of common purpose. And again, I just think it's very inspiring, Jared, what you guys are leading.
No, I really appreciate that, Simon. And to be honest, it's been really humbling. Just something that started as an idea amongst a small table to see that grow into an enormous movement. We've got, I think, about 60, 70,000 on our mailing list now. About that, following us on our socials, we had about 3,000, 4,000 there in London last year, and just to see this movement grow, to see it grow across the world, there's a real hunger for this. And we'd love for listeners to get involved, to follow our work, to let us know how we can be a greater support to them. And we're looking forward to working shoulder to shoulder with everyone.
So guys, if you're wanting to learn more about what Jared and I have been talking about, learning more about ARC Forum, jump onto their website, arcforum.com. You can, of course, look them up on the likes of Facebook, but particularly through that website, you can access their writings, the YouTubes, as I say, Jared's new podcast Offstage or ARC Offstage. But importantly too, if you can contribute from signing up or actually choosing to go to the conference in Sydney or in London. So Jared, thanks for joining the show.
Simon, thanks so much for having me, and looking forward to seeing you in Australia in a couple of weeks' time.
The RCR shop has great gift ideas, from great-looking tees, hoodies, caps, tote bags, bumper stickers, and more. The RCR shop is now open at www.realitycheck.radio/shop.